Welcome to the Artios Home Companion Series. The curriculum and resources contained in the Artios Home Companion Series are the same as those which we use in our accredited academic program at our Artios Academy's locations in the state of Georgia. Thus, you can be assured that it is a quality curriculum. However, the Artios Home Companion Series goes far beyond the normal tendency to promote retention of fact and random pieces of information. The developers of this series know that a child is not educated simply because he or she has completed a particular curriculum or logged a certain number of hours. From God's viewpoint, educated is something you become. As home educators, many of us desire to give our children a biblical education, grounded on biblical principles. Many home educators apply biblical principles to what is taught, but it is also important to apply biblical principles to how the subject is taught. The reality is that many of us were educated in a system that had priorities, principles, and philosophies that, at their very core, were non-biblical, or even worse, diametrically opposed to a biblical philosophy of education. Yet we want to educate our children differently. As a mom who home educated her children for 23 years, and as a teacher of hundreds of home educated students for more than 30 years, my search and study for biblical approach to education, one that goes beyond just random facts and information, has been an ongoing journey. In many instances, I found myself learning right alongside my own children while retaining my thoughts, approaches, and methodology to fit what I saw in Scripture. I often wish that I could just buy one complete curriculum and be done with it. However, my heart told me that to meet the needs of each of my children individually, I needed to put much thought, prayer, and research into pulling together a unique curriculum that adapted to each of them. It was difficult and time-consuming to pull together pieces from various sources, knowing what to include and what to leave out. Then, after going through this laborious process, it was even more daunting to realize the real work hadn't even begun. With materials selected and lesson plans ready, my work was just beginning. When it was time to execute the plan, I would need to be available to find those teachable heart moments with my children that would educate and stimulate so much more than just the mind. My goal with each of my children has been to graduate a well-rounded, heart-instructed student who knows the source of real knowledge and wisdom. As my husband John and I began to envision how a biblical approach to education would play out in our personal lives, in the lives of each of our children, and then in the life of our family, several key and core values began to surface. These core values formed a firm foundation upon which to build our lives and our family. They don't reflect methodology. Instead, they reflect a foundation upon which to base methodology. These values, in and of themselves, don't describe what we do. Instead, they reflect the foundation upon which we make strategic choices in fulfilling what God has called us to do. In a sense, these core values represented our worldview of education. Christianity today defines worldview as follows: a set of presuppositions or assumptions which may be true, partially true, or entirely false, which we hold consciously or subconsciously, consistently or inconsistently, about the makeup of our world. More simply put, worldview is the sum total of what we believe about the most important issues of life. As we began home educating our children, we discussed what we felt were our God-given responsibilities and priorities in raising our children. The attempt to define and verbalize those priorities has been an ongoing process. However, I assure you that without these priorities, or when we lose sight of them, we are greatly tempted to make decisions based on fear, peer pressure, tradition, or many other ungodly influences. Throughout the Artios Home Companion curriculum, the choice of eclectic resources, the application of truths, the choice of emphasis, and the leading ideas emphasized all reflect these core values. During the development of the Artios Home Companion, we have tried to apply a biblical worldview and the core values that have appeared throughout our study of Scripture. It is our prayer that this curriculum will be of great help to those parents wishing to reflect these core values to their own children and will save them the time of pulling together a myriad of resources. What are these core values? God's Word reigns supreme and is the guiding force behind our thoughts and actions in every area of life. The heart is the focus of spiritual growth. God created man as multifaceted and unique individuals. God's Word equips the children of God. Our lives and choices should reflect God's character to those around us. The family is a God-ordained institution through which the next generation is nurtured and discipled. To find more about these core values and more details about them, please refer to the curriculum preface in your Home Companion series printed curriculum. To find out more about A Path to Transformative Education, please be sure to get involved in ArtiosLive.com, where you can find our most recent course on transformative education. It has been said that methodology is nothing more than applied philosophy, and all the core values I previously mentioned are now put into practical application through logistics, choices, and options that are found within the Artios Home Companion series. Each unit in our book is divided into a teacher overview and one or more student lessons. For families with students at multiple grade levels, each level within the curriculum is color-coded: elementary, middle school, and high school. At the beginning of each unit, you will find a unit overview for you as the adult. On this page, you will find several important main headings: topic overview, assignments and activities, key people, places, and events, leading ideas, and in some lessons, vocabulary. At the start of each unit, it will be important for you to read through this overview. The information contained in this section will give you insight into the objectives for each unit. It will give you a broad overview of what you will be studying with your child throughout the unit and the emphasis suggested by the Artios Home Companion series. Although middle school and high school students are becoming more independent than their elementary counterparts, it is still important to stay abreast of what your student is studying even at these ages, so that you are able to hold them accountable and keep them moving forward through the material, and so that you can use the leading ideas and discussion questions as launching pads for discussions that lead to the discipleship of your children as you teach them along the way. Your child's teacher may choose to use some of the assignments listed, some of the readings listed, or may choose to develop their own. But it will be important for you to keep abreast of the content of each unit and the emphasis of each unit so that you can communicate with your child regarding the philosophy and the principles and leading ideas as well as the objectives of the unit. Let's talk about the lesson contents. The teacher overview. This section contains an overview of that unit's topic. Assignments and activities. This contains suggested reading and activities and resources that correlate with the unit's topic and emphasis and are included in the section. For elementary and middle school students, the assigned selection can be read aloud or independently, depending on the level and learning style of the student. For high school students, the assigned reading can be read independently, but during a week of a particularly difficult topic or section of reading, the parent should be available for questions and discussion. It is our hope that our new audiobook will be of great help in this area. Principles and leading ideas. These are ideas, principles, and lessons that can be taught based on the information contained in the unit and then reinforced through teachable moments in various activities. These principles are supported by scripture that can be memorized to affirm this learning. And these principles and leading ideas will be seen and evident in the reading for that unit. Key people, places, and events. A list of important people, places, and events are given to which your student should give special attention. The first significant instance of each of these in a lesson will appear in bold font. Discussion questions. It's suggested that following the reading for the day, a student narrate the information that has been read. At the elementary level, this can be done orally or in written form using a notebook page. Discussion questions serve as a guide to discern what information should be emphasized in that narration process. At the middle school and high school levels, the student should narrate in written form the information that has been read, including the answers to any discussion questions. Again, this may vary from teacher to teacher which discussion questions will be chosen for the student to emphasize or to focus on. Vocabulary. In some lessons, vocabulary words will be listed. It's important that these be written down and a contextual or research definition be written out as well. It's suggested that these be written in a separate divider section of the student's notebook and that one letter of the alphabet be assigned to each page. The first significant instance of each of these words in a unit will appear in bold font. A teacher may choose to do this differently or may not choose to do the vocabulary at all. You as a parent may choose to do this at home. Articles. These present one of our many opportunities as Christian parents and teachers to help students develop discernment. Some articles may present the myths and beliefs of various cultures and time periods. At times, those beliefs are presented within the articles as though they were true, for example, Greek and Roman mythology. It will be important for you to help your students to recognize those things that stand opposed to God's truth as you go through each lesson together, and your teacher will be doing the same thing. It will be important to contrast those beliefs with the Christian doctrines of monotheism and salvation by grace through faith. Special study. Sometimes a student's interest or curiosity will be piqued by a particular person or event in history. Don't miss the opportunity to flex with the interest of your student. The Ardios Home Companion series provides suggested activities and a scheduled routine. However, this should never be considered a constricting resource, but rather a jumping-off point for interest-driven adventures. Learning styles. Each unit contains main assignments and suggested activities. However, you or your teacher may want to mix up activity types from time to time. This way, you will find some optional or substitute activities that you can use with your student to assess or reinforce their learning along the way. These activities are made up of learning style specific activities designed to specifically target different types of learners. Websites. Some units have websites and videos for a parent or student to access, either for suggested assignments or additional resources. Because of the dynamic nature of the internet, web addresses or links may no longer be valid, so rather than including them in the printed books, look for them on our Ardios HCS curriculum website at www.ardioshcs.com. As we become aware of links becoming obsolete, we will attempt to find replacements and update them on our website. Note, The articles, websites, and videos selected for this curriculum represent a wide variety of artistic and teaching styles in order to provide students with familiarity with more than a single style for conveying information. Also, while we benefit from the research involved in the production of each one, please be aware that some information presented within them or espoused by their producers may not be fully accurate or in agreement with Christian values. Please always be discerning while teaching.